Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court's decision in the abortion case will affect dozens of states. TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz is running for a soon-to-be-vacated Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
My parents immigrated here legally, and our country provided unparalleled opportunities that have benefited me. And I feel firmly it is time to repay my debt.
Dr. Oz on Fox News. NASA has warned that an asteroid bigger than the Eiffel Tower will break into Earth's orbit in just about a week. The huge 1,082-foot space rock is heading our way and should skim past us on December 11th. Asteroid 4660 Nearest will come within 4.6 million miles of Earth. That puts it in a potentially hazardous category. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Communist China sent emails demanding U.S. lawmakers not visit the island nation of Taiwan.
As tensions run high between China and the United States, five United States lawmakers defied Beijing and visited the contested island of Taiwan last week. Congresswoman Nancy Mace was a member of the bipartisan group. She joins Fox News to discuss a controversial trip abroad.
The Chinese embassy sent an email to every single person on that trip, every member of Congress, demanding that we cancel the trip. And I don't take orders from communist China, and neither do my Democratic colleagues. And we did the trip anyway.
China lays claim to Taiwan and has increased military intimidation as part of its campaign to put pressure on the self-ruled island. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 15-year-old Oxford High School sophomore in Michigan, armed with a semi-automatic handgun, is accused of killing three students and injuring seven others and a teacher. The student is not talking to police and has lawyered up. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz has announced on Fox News Tuesday he's a Republican and running for a soon-to-be-vacant Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
America's in crisis. That's not news. Our values are under attack. So I want to serve America in its time of need. I think I can do that by running for the U.S. Senate seat in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, Americans, and here's how I see it, Americans deserve better solutions. Doctors are about solutions. But instead, people with good ideas are shamed, they're silenced, they're bullied, they're canceled. You talk about it all the time. And in medicine, if we cannot say what we see, people die, literally. So let me talk about COVID for a second, because as a physician, I really spent a lot of time trying to understand what went wrong. And the mistakes are emblematic of other issues that we're struggling with in our great country. Remember the phrase, 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Right? That metastasized into this incredible authoritarianism, overreaching, that did not necessarily make us safer. People with yards, big yards, told people with no yards to stay indoors. That's where the virus was. Remember, they closed the parks, they shamed people about beaches. I think those choices should be yours, the American people's. And I have fought to empower my audience, my patients, and now the voters of Pennsylvania. And I've taken on Big Pharma. I've gone to battle with Big Tech. I've gone against agrochem companies, the big ones. Right? I've got scars to prove it. And I cannot be bought. And I'll keep fighting those battles to empower the folks of Pennsylvania and around the country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also special to have Dr. Alveda King with us, the evangelist, director of civil rights for Unborn, for Priests for Life. Alveda, always good to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas to you. Great to have you here.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let me update you and our listeners really quick. I'm no longer with Priests for Life. On September 1st, I launched Speak for Life. I'm still good friends with Priest for Life, but I'm at Speak for Life and the America First Policy Institute.
Excellent. Well, appreciate the update, and we'll make sure that we get that that terminology as far as the intro going forward correct. Alveda, this time of year is such a special time because it really leads into the greatest gift that God ever gave us. And it starts, interestingly, I appreciate the sequence of how it starts with Thanksgiving and a time for us to pause and remember all that we're thankful for, right?
You know, that's so true, Bill, and most of us will notice during this time, it's a time of great joy and celebration, Thanksgiving and Christmas. However, many other things occur during that time, you know, like everything is going on in the world right now. Family members have lost people to COVID or some of this anarchy and dissension that's in the country. So what I've learned is a balance, even in my own family. Some years when certain members are experiencing loss, they'll say, well, we don't feel like celebrating. I say, well, we can always celebrate Jesus. We can always be thankful that we're here. Let's just love each other. So we need a balance of sensitivity because everybody right now doesn't feel like celebrating. Can't even know what they're thankful for and wondering, they're wondering, is Jesus real? So we know Jesus is real. We thank God in every instance. We fear not, but we also have to be sensitive at the same time.
Well, with all the pressures, as you say, Dr. King, the challenge to people's sense of hope is what's being stretched here, right? Because if we lose hope, We lose everything. And this is, and I so appreciate your heart in calling people back to, you know, get a hold of their hope once again, because that's where it all begins, does it not?
You know, over in 1 Corinthians 13, now about faith, hope, and love, a lot of people just say, oh, faith, oh, love, and they forget hope. But hope does bring eternal. We have a blessed hope. And so we have this hope of all the promises of God, you know, and they're all yes and amen. So we have to share that. Sometimes tenderly, we can be exuberant in some cases, sometimes simply compassionate with a hug or a smile. We just have to know these types of things. And I've been through some rough times and lost people to COVID and all that recently, too. And I'm remembering those who have to have funerals, right? It's the time of Thanksgiving, yes, or Christmas, you know. So if there's a balance, but God is always here. Hope is very strong, just like faith and love are. And for some reason, we've been given faith, hope, and love together. And we have, yes, to remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess the reason I'm focusing on hope these days, Alveda, is that is something I feel like God's been impressing on me in terms of, you know, what people are dealing with. Like you said, it's been a rough almost 2 years with this pandemic that we've been dealing with, the loss of loved ones. Thanksgiving is a time when their loved ones are not there with them physically, but hopefully they can feel them in a spiritual context and appreciation and gratitude for what they contributed to their lives. And this is part of what hope does for us. It helps us remember, doesn't it?
Hope and kindness. You know, the Bible never says be nice to each other, but it, yes, says be kind and tend the heart. So we have to know. So sometimes we have to be a little bit tough and remind people that God's word is true and that we need to live a certain way and live according to God's word. But with hope, hope really springs eternal. And we have this, yes, blessed hope. The Bible talks about a blessed hope. And so for anyone right now, for instance, if you're listening, if you're grieving, if you suffered a loss, we love you. We, some of us have lost as well, but we are here and God still loves us. And we have that eternal hope. And hold on to hope, hold on to faith, and hold on to love. And try to remember when we remark on things that we hear in the news or on the radio, oh, well, I'm glad that happened. Oh, they got what they deserved. They shouldn't have done that. Remember, they have family members, too, that love them, you know. So this kindness, not niceness, because sometimes love has to be tough. This hope that, yes, Bill is talking about is available to everyone who hears this broadcast.
Well, and the other thing that God has been showing me is that, you know, the portal to love is God's law. I mean, this is why when you look at the Bible and the Old Testament sets the stage. I mean, God could not bring his love without us understanding what the law is. And part of the chaos that's going into our country is this era of lawlessness, which is no surprise for us who read the word. You know, we were told that these days of lawlessness would be coming, and they're manifest in such a way, and it's so idiotic. And I understand that it's grating for people to say, when are we going to wake up? But if we're going to get to love, I firmly believe that we have to understand that God's laws are righteous and they are just and they do lead us to love. But you can't have love without the law. I don't know how that happens.
Well, you know, I'm feeling like this, too, is what you're saying with love. Before I even address topics like this, I examine myself. And I say, God, yes, I need to repent. Forgive me of my sins. Clear my heart. Forgive me so that I can pray according to your word and your promises. So nobody really, we don't like to think that we need to repent. We just want to, yeah, tell you what everybody else is doing that's wrong. But as we repent, get our hearts together so that we can be kind, not necessarily nice, because we have to be a little tough sometimes, and then hold on to faith, hold on to hope, hold on to love and lawlessness. The wages of sin, yes, is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And so we'll just tell people, you don't really have to live like that. Don't you want the gift? Don't you want the gift?
Yeah, exactly. And as you say, it is humility. It is with humility that we must come to God, because God does not want an arrogant heart. And as you say, Dr. King, before coming to God and admitting and confessing our own sins is so key to being able to have that that communication channel open to where God will hear our prayers and heal our land.
Absolutely, and if we can keep saying that and doing it, give the example. I put out a little tweet yesterday on Instagram. I made it up myself, and it looks like I did. But I was reading Oswald Chambers, my most retired, and he says, don't try to be popular or famous or pretend you're so wise. God became a baby. I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It was beautiful Christmas.
Don't you?
From it.
Yeah, don't you love Oswald? Oswald Chambers is someone you'll read, and 3 days later, you're still chewing on it, you know? And
That's it, because you say out first. You have to say out. You have to think about it.
Right, exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Alveda King after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us all the time. Dr. Alveda King continues with us. She's the founder of Speak for Life, and we're honored to have her on with us to talk about a time for America to pray. We must pray for peace, as you write, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We pray for peace. You remember my song, Eugene Vigil. He passed on away from COVID. My executive assistant had a song that we co-produced together. Pray for America, pray for peace and love throughout the land. We pray for the sanctity of life over at Speak for Life, AFPI. And Bill, it's very important because, you know, the Supreme Court is still looking at the Texas heartbeat bill. I don't know, you know, well, I do know because the poor community was just too upset about it. And then we've got the Dobbs case on the 1st of December. So the sanctity of life, human dignity, diversity is okay because you can have discussions about different kinds of things in life. But we do not compromise our values and our principles. And we have to be afraid of God ourselves. We have to be repentant. And we have to love others. I didn't say be nice. I just said be kind. There is a difference. Mm-hmm. Study it if you don't believe me. So this is what we have to do. Sanctity of life is important. Gospel of Jesus Christ at the top, you see. And as we do that and hold to that, but remember, even when people do evil and villainous things, they have families, they have people who love them as well. So we have to watch what comes out of our mouth.
Well, the other thing that God has been impressing on me, Alveda, is the fruit of the Spirit. And what I have been doing is I've been embracing each day. I keep rotating through the fruit of the Spirit. Today, I'm dealing with faithfulness. This is the word, you know, part of the fruit. And as you say, kindness. It doesn't say nice as a fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. That is a godly character, and it's the Holy Spirit that exercises that fruit in us that allows it to be manifest, and you know that it's being manifest when you realize that there's a part of you that resists that, right? And you go, that's not me, and it's only from God, and that's the manifestation of the fruits of the Spirit that we all want to be able to embrace and have it enlarge in an expanding capacity in each of our spirits, so that and especially now with all that's going on and all the chaos that's happening, you know, people, Alveda, they're looking to people of faith, people who stand out, and the ones that stand out are the called out ones, those that have been sanctified by the grace of God and that are manifesting these fruits of the Spirit. And as you say, they're not only nice, but they're kind. And that's a big
thing. It is so far beyond nice being genuinely kind, seeing a real person in front of you. Say if somebody was attacking one of us and we actually did have a gun. If we went to shoot first and ask questions later, which kind of somehow people are doing that a lot. But do we see a real person? Is that a person?
Yes.
That's someone who has a mother and a father, maybe has children, got on the wrong path. So many things like that we have to consider. And then when we're girded in the full armor of God of Ephesians 6, when we're under the protection of Psalm 91, it puts us in a different place. And we may not only be able to say something genuinely kind that saves a physical life, but we've got spirit, soul, and body when we're moving around out here. So that's what I'm asking people to remember at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And be cheerful and thankful if you can. And Paul said we can be abased and abound in any situation. So if we can get to those places, we can. But just kind of be sensitive, kind, loving, full of hope and faith. That's where we are, Bill. But, you know, I'm preaching to the choir with saying this to you, but perhaps somebody's going to hear this.
No, they need to hear this because, and the other thing, as you say, is that this is what sacrifice is all about, when you don't feel like it. But out of obedience to God and His promises, you respond to that and say, look, I'm going to offer a sacrifice of praise. I'm going to offer a sacrifice of honoring this brother who sits in front of me in all his honoriness and everything, because, you know, after all is said and done, he is made in the image of God. He is not a mere mortal. He is significant, isn't he?
He is significant. We have to remember that. We have to treat people that way. Sometimes I'll rush to judgment and say so-and-so is not real, they're fake and all that. And then, like I say, God has me pull out chambers and sit down and read for a while. So we just have to remember that at any moment. An enemy could become a friend by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior at any time. And we don't know when people would do that.
And the other thing that I find very interesting, and sometimes it's frustrating, and you feel a little bit like the prophet that says, God, I know you. You're just going to want to save those people. You know, it's like Jonah when he was talking to God about
Nineveh. He said, no, because you'll save them.
He goes, you'll save them. I know you. And, you know, they don't deserve it. You know, that's our flesh talking and the whole deal. And then little do we know that person that is so ornery and so frustrating to us is the one that has the key and the answer to the prayer that we've been searching for so long.
Oh, my God. Yes. I do, Bill. I do.
Yeah. Well, you know, Alveda, it's interesting right now that, you know, of course, you did a movie last year, Roe v. Wade. You were heavily involved with that, this movement, this organic movement across the country. People are choosing because, you know, we've had a lot of experience since 1973. And, you know, women particularly and an increasing number of men are admitting that the government and the health officials lied to them. They said that it was meaningless flesh. It just needed to be extricated and cut out of their bodies. And they find out that the emotions are attached to that meaningless piece of flesh to such a degree that it's led to suicide. It's led to all kinds of serious mental impairment and issues that, you know, like you and I have talked about, that people live with to this very day, till the day that they will die, they will live with the reality that an abortion was part of their lives. And that's what they're yelling and screaming from the rooftops about, warning their fellow sisters and brothers, do not get involved with this, that there's other options available. And especially now, with all this technology and advancement and so many people willing to adopt and to come alongside, you know, women who find themselves pregnant.
And interestingly enough, America and around the world, people are responding to that absolute truth and responding to God's love. I was told that my aborted babies were blobs of tissue. They told my mother I was a lump of flesh, but my granddaddy in 1950 said, you can't do that. I saw her in a dream 3 years ago. She's a little girl. And so now America is hearing that, the young people especially, and they're just wanting the truth from our generation. Look, how did you do that? Why did you do that? It doesn't seem like it helped anybody. So we repent, we confess, and then we work from generation to generation together right now in helping correct it. I was with my little granddaughter, and I was playing my Fox interview back, and we were watching over in Wisconsin the parade, the Christmas parade and all that, and she was just 11, and she was so distressed, and I said, no, that's just not right, but we need to pray, we need to love each other, and as a matter of fact, Alveda King's House, which comes out on Fox Nation, the Christmas edition for season 2 on the 29th of November, and I'm talking to two of my granddaughters about these types of things on Alveda King's House on Fox Nation.
Well, there is so much about, so much to be said about tradition, that we've lived and experienced over the years and that we're passing on to the next generation. And above all else, Alveda, my prayer is that we would pass on this tradition of God's saving message, this season of gratitude that leads to, the ultimate gift that God sent. He came down from heaven to bring us our salvation. Well, Dr. Alveda King, always a joy to have time like this with you to be able to talk, and especially when it comes to prayer and it comes to life. She's the founder of Speak for Life. Dr. Alveda King has been with us. Alveda, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Thanksgiving, a great, safe, and just blessed holiday for you and the family. Take care.
Thank you. God bless you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court's decision in the abortion case will affect dozens of states. TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz is running for a soon-to-be-vacated Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
My parents immigrated here legally, and our country provided unparalleled opportunities that have benefited me. And I feel firmly it is time to repay my debt.
Dr. Oz on Fox News. NASA has warned that an asteroid bigger than the Eiffel Tower will break into Earth's orbit in just about a week. The huge 1,082-foot space rock is heading our way and should skim past us on December 11th. Asteroid 4660 Nearest will come within 4.6 million miles of Earth. That puts it in a potentially hazardous category. We are USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your phone. The birth of Mike, your gone.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We welcome David Horowitz, author, a New York Times bestselling author and renowned conservative commentator. His new book, I Can't Breathe, it does come with a trigger warning. Says this book presents facts about controversial incidents at odds with conventional wisdom. Read at your own risk. I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. David, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, Bill. That trigger warning was meant as a satire by my publisher. I thought it was cute. This is a book that should blow the lid off everything the Democrat Party is doing on the racial front. What I did was I looked at the 36, or maybe it's 26, cases of Black Lives Matter martyrs, people allegedly killed by police because they were black. Every one of them is a lie. Starting with George Floyd, nobody noticed this, but if you go back, I've got the citation in this book, I Can't Breathe. Right after the trial of Derek Chauvin, the police officer who put his knee on the neck of Floyd, Keith Ellison, who was the Attorney General of Minnesota and a former Louis Farrakhan spokesman, was asked by 60 Minutes
Was there a racial dimension to the killing? Was there a racial dimension to the killing of George Floyd? And Keith Ellison's answer, we couldn't find one. Now, Keith Ellison couldn't find one. There wasn't one. And you'll notice, that if you watch the trial, as I did, race was never an issue. There was no evidence that Derek Chauvin, the cop, was a racist. Two of the cops who were involved in the arrest and are going to be on trial for participation in what is the great miscarriage of justice described as a murder. But two of them are minorities. One of them is black, who joined the Minneapolis police force to reform it, or to help reform it. And let's remember, these are all the cities where these riots were centered were liberal cities.
Yes, well, Democratic-controlled, exactly.
They're 100%. Or 150% controlled by Democrats and have been for, 25, 50 years. Minneapolis has a black police chief. Everybody inside is a Democrat. He's a Democrat. So this was a hoax perpetrated on a credulous, it shows Americans are very well-meaning people. And they want to wash themselves clean of any racism, even when it doesn't exist. And Black Lives Matter is a criminal organization. Its agendas have nothing to do with black people. They have to do with, achieving a communist revolution.
Exactly.
Modeled on Cuba in America. These are criminals. They're pathological. The leaders of Black Lives Matter are pathological liars. And I go over case by case and just show you from easily accessible public sources why that is so. And
exactly.
Then, I talk about the implications for our country in embracing the racism the way the Democrat Party has.
David, you talked about this in Enemies Within, about how Marxism has taken over every aspect of our body politic, particularly the Democratic Party. When, in looking back in time, when did that start to happen? When did the Democratic Party no longer reflected? Go ahead.
Started in 1968. Mm-hmm. Tom Hayden, who is now deceased, but was a leader of the anti-American left, which is usually referred to as the new left. I call it the hate American left. I was part of it. Hayden organized a riot at the Democrat convention to destroy the Democrat presidential nominee, Hubert Humphrey. Because Hayden had this theory, I remember discussing it with him on my back porch. It was called the worse the better. Let's elect Nixon, he's a fascist, and that will hasten the revolution. So let's destroy Hubert Humphrey. He was 95%. He was on board for every leftist issue except the Vietnam War. The left wanted the communists to win the Cold War, and they wanted America to lose. And Humphrey didn't go along with that, which is why they got rid of him. But the first thing they did, they marched into the Democrat Party, Hayden, Jane Fonda, and all these leftists that were trying to burn America down at the time. They marched into the Democrat Party. They formed these radical caucuses. They call it progressive. My parents were card-carrying communists. I never heard them or their friends refer to themselves as anything but progressives. Mm. So they formed the Progressive Caucus, the Black Caucus, the Chicano Caucus, and they used these. And now the Progressive Caucus is 96 members of the Democratic Party, including terrorist supporters like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. It really stings me when Republicans apologize to these people by for calling them by their right names. Ilhan Omar is a fundraiser for terrorists. That makes her a terrorist. You don't have to set the bomb in order to be a terrorist. Anyway, the progress proceeded until Barack Obama was elected. That was it. Barack Obama was brought up the same way I was. He was brought up by communists. And the difference between us is he never left the communist movement. When I saw that it was a hate America movement, and when I saw that it was the evil that it did, I got out and tried to warn people. Because Americans are so well-meaning, they always give their adversaries the benefit of the doubt. I think that people have good intentions when they don't. But Barack Obama, I actually did write a book for the first chapter. Well, I've written a lot about Barack Obama, but he was totally supported by the communist movement until he ran for the Senate. And it's not that the communists stopped supporting him, but that's when he started pretending, to be whatever, a progressive. And when he started lying and saying that he believed that, there's not a red America or a blue America, there's only the United States of America, and on, with things he never believed.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Yeah, there was no doubt. I mean, he was able to leverage his charm. I mean, he's gifted. He's a gifted charmer. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. Well, that too.
That's an indispensable trait among successful politicians.
Yeah, sadly, and here you are, and I am at risk pointing it out, but that is the truth, and we are still seekers of following our Constitution and the freedoms that it delivers, not the enslavement that Marxism and this new progressive party that has taken over the Democrats,
I call them progressive fascists.
Yes.
The really appropriate term is Nazis because of the racial dimension. Mussolini wasn't a racist, but it's too inflammatory. But the Democrat Party is a racist party.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we get back. We've got more from David Horowitz after this. Stay with us.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour in our conversation with David Horowitz, noted conservative commentator, national best-selling author, author of the new book, I Can't Breathe. And we were talking about the genesis of all this big lie that's been perpetrated and this racism, the way it's been presented by Black Lives Matter. And you go back, David, in the book, and you start with Trayvon Martin, which was another just humongous lie that gave birth to Black Lives Matter, right, to BLM.
Well, actually, I'm a deviant on the Trayvon Martin case. The Trayvon Martin case is what started it all. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, almost the most sacred right we have is the due process, innocent until proven guilty. And right. That's been almost totally lost. It's still lost. Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted. Anybody paying attention to the facts can see that his prosecutors were liars and criminals, and that he was innocent. He killed two white people and wounded another. All of them scum is what they are. This Rosenberg guy that he killed was I can't remember if it was 5 or 11 times child molester and a racist using the N-word. Anyway, due process. And in the Trayvon Martin case, before there was an investigation, before there was a trial, everybody had chosen sides. And the people on the right were convinced that Trayvon Martin was responsible for his own death. And people on the left were convinced that he was murdered by Zimmerman. And my view is...
Yeah, a white Hispanic, by the way, which I had to call my mother, right, and I go, Mama, what is a white Hispanic?
What's a white Hispanic?
Right.
It's actually, it shows we were already far gone. That's the problem. This was true of both sides then. My personal view is Zimmerman was not a cop. He was a neighborhood watch guy. And they're under instructions not to try to arrest or follow perpetrators, people they suspect, but to report it to the police so the police can do a professional job. And he got out of his truck and he followed Martin. And, you know, he was basically stalking Martin, who turned on him. They got into a fight. And when he was losing the fight, he shot Martin through the heart. I thought that was a case of manslaughter. And all the, I should say, all the negative reviews of my book, and there are only a few, on Amazon are from conservatives who don't like my position on Trayvon Martin. But it went on from there. That's where the phrase Black Lives Matter came from. And, of course, it's the racism of the Democrat Party and the political left generally, the Jesse Jacksons. The fact Obama made Al Sharpton his leading civil rights advisor. Al Sharpton is a he's a Ku Klux Klan-style racist, for crying out loud. He is responsible for the deaths of innocent people by inciting lynch mobs to lynch them. And he hates America. I mean, whatever he says, this demagogue. You know, I go over in my book the speech he gave at George Floyd's funeral, where he said America had its knee on the neck of black people for 400 years, which takes us back to the 17th century before there was an America. And that's what prevented blacks from achieving everything. That is just racism, pure and simple, and it's a lie.
That lie is perpetrated today with CRT. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you can go up on the web, and Thomas Sowell has a book on not a book, but a clip about how slavery ended. Slavery ended because the United States and Britain forced black-run countries to abolish slavery. The whole non-white colonial world supported slavery. All these independent African countries supported slavery. Every slave in America was enslaved by a black African and sold at a slave auction and were freed by the sacrifice of 360,000 white lives for the Union. You know, there's statistics that nobody talks about. There are over half, and these are in my book, and the subtitle is A Racial Hoax is Killing America. And this part of the hoax is this thing of blacks as victims. Look, there are over 500,000 interracial crimes of violence committed every year between blacks and whites. 90% of them are by blacks against whites. 90%. Nobody ever mentions this. Black males are, what are they, 3, 4, 5% of the population, and they account for the majority of violent crimes. And of course, you can't address the problem, which is the absence of fathers in black inner-city homes. You know, actually, there are. Denzel Washington has a wonderful clip on YouTube.
Yes.
He points out he grew up, he said, it starts in the home. You don't see them arresting seven-year-olds. It's the problem starts in the home. He said, I had three friends, and then he went through them. The three friends are all serving 25 to 30 years in prison, obviously, for manslaughter and homicides. And Denzel Washington says the only reason that's not my story is because I had a father.
Yeah.
And you can't say that because that's called blaming the victim. That's how screwed up our public discourse is. And the Democrat Party is the main source of the screw up. They've embraced Black Lives Matter. They encourage black criminals. They're behind this crime wave in the cities that's going on right now. Keza Boudin, the district attorney in San Francisco, who's made it an open city for criminals, his bone. both his parents are murderers, and they murdered three officers and left nine children without fathers. And this guy got elected as a Democrat to be the district attorney and promptly, is letting all the criminals go.
And here we got all this smash and grabbing going on too. This is absurd. What's going on? And how much more of this can we take, David, before the American people just revolt on it? Because clearly the Marxists want to destroy everything. Go ahead.
I believe the revolt is not only in progress; it's well advanced. There's going to be a red wave in the election. The Democrats will be tossed out, and then. Obviously, the leadership of the Democrat Party is totally corrupt. It's a criminal operation. The Biden family is the chief crime family in our history by now. But the majority of Democrat voters are decent people. And they just, I guess they can't see straight when it comes to the, well, of course, the whole media is in the tank.
Well, the narrative, David, exactly. The media, just like it with Donald Trump, 90% of what they reported on Donald Trump was negative. It was all on purpose. Now with Biden, they want to tell us different. So what do you believe? You want to believe the facts or your lying eyes? And that's what it comes down to. People are confused. And as you said, for the most part, Americans are well-meaning. They want to think the best of their fellow man, especially their politician. But it's they're really hard pressed right now in light of the policies and all that Joe Biden has single-handedly done with our energy, what he's done with our southern border, our standing internationally. Iran is go ahead.
He's a traitor. Mm-hmm. There's no other way to describe Joe Biden to destroy our energy independence. He just raised the price on federal oil leases to make matters even worse. He's got a son who's working for the Chinese, for crying out, Pierce. It's just terrible what's happened to the Democrat Party and to our country. What sticks in my mind today about Joe Biden, it just slipped my mind. Sorry, people.
Well, when you mention Joe Biden, a lot of things can slip people's minds very easily. It just kind of goes with the territory. But, as you were saying, in terms of the family corruption, Biden Inc., this was something that was reported years ago by Peter Schweitzer, well documented. And slowly but surely, these emails are coming out and more evidence are so clear.
They've all been criminally suppressed.
Yes.
It's Merrick Garland, the worst attorney general in the history of the country. He's just a worm who's just taking his bidding from the White House. It's, it's like Karl Rove was saying this morning, who's in charge of that White House? No, of anything. Yeah. Nobody knows.
I hear you. David Horowitz, his book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. It'll be linked on our website, available at all the usual places as well. David, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Angie's List is now.